I am really attached to my phone, like for so many things. It's satisfying in the beginning, but then it'll start to increase the cravings for that thing, whether it's the food or the digital stimulation. And it's like you want more and more and more and more. It just impairs our focus, our attention, and is not good for our mental health. Seriously. I mean, there's increased anxiety and depression. It just kind of lowers our satisfaction of life. I made the decision to do a fast, a 72-hour media and tech fast. It was the hardest one I've ever done, I have to admit.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello there, and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. It's a delight to be here with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Maybe you're out for a wonderful walk while you are enjoying this episode. Last episode was, all about media and media for our children and grandchildren, and how it's a little difficult to find quality media. And I interviewed a couple, and they are on a mission to make that more of the norm, that we have a place to go and good quality media for our kids and our grandkids, because quite frankly, it's just gross out there what's on TV and the movies and the agendas and all the things. So anyway, if you haven't listened to that podcast, go back and listen. That's episode 201. This is episode 202. And today we're going to talk a little bit about media, but in a different way. I'm going to kind of share an experience with you because I made the decision to do a fast, a 72-hour media and tech fast. Actually, I didn't make the decision. let me be clear. So my husband, let's just break this down. My husband said, "Hey, I heard it's really great for your brain if you fast from all devices for like 72 hours." And I'm like, yeah, it really would be helpful for the brain. But he's like, "No, maybe we should really do it." And I thought, wow, okay. Yeah, okay, we can do that. And of course, I just kind of brushed it off. But then a couple of weeks later, I keep hearing more and more about fasting from technology and how well it re-energizes you and recalibrates your mind and your body and your spirit. And anyway, I thought, you know what, let's just do this. So I entered that into the equation with a conversation with him. And he was like, "Oh, you know, maybe just one of us should do this fast and then the other one can do it another time." And I'm like, "Oh, no. We're like all going to be in or not, because this is going to be too difficult. If one of us, you know, we're over there on our phone or constantly not being present. And I think it'd be more impactful if we do this together." So anyway, he agreed. And it was quite the journey, I have to tell you, or the experience, I must say, which became a journey, a 72-hour journey. And you might think, wow, okay, Wendy, really, 72 hours, you had a hard time? Yeah, I really did. I did. I had a hard time from the level of fasting that we did. And now I've fasted before food and other things. And I've even fasted for 40 days from social media. Now that was before I was really, really, really involved with social media, which maybe I need to revisit that one. But I did that. And I'm telling you, and I've done 3 or 4 days without, you know, food. I've done those kind of fasts before, and all for spiritual purposes. And this one is too, technically speaking, you know, we're talking about technical devices and that kind of thing. But it was more of a spiritual experience, not just a physical experience. But it was the hardest one I've ever done, I have to admit. And I'm like, why? Why is that? So I went and kind of made some notes on why I am so reliant on technology. And I think a lot of us are more reliant than we even realize. Actually, before I go there, I'm going to read something to you. So this is actually a quote out of John Piper's book. It's called A Hunger for God. Whether you are a fan of his or not, it's a great quote. So I wanted to share it. It says, "If you don't feel strong desires for the manifestation of the glory of God, it's not because you have drunk deeply and are satisfied. It is because you have nibbled so long at the table of the world. Your soul is stuffed with small things, and there is no room for the great." Wow. I don't know if that speaks to you as it speaks to me and did speak to me before the fast, but wow. I mean, how often are we stuffing our soul with all the information, all the small stuff, and yet we're missing out on the great that God has for us because we're not hearing his still small, quiet voice. We're not being present with others. We're not being present with our creator. We're not being, we're not operating on all cylinders because we're so pulled away by our technology and our devices. So anyway, it spoke to me. I want to make room for greater. I want to make room for his greater in me. And so it was a really great experience. So I mean, difficult, but great. And I'm open to doing it again, even, but maybe this will encourage you to do it as well. So here are a couple of things that I noticed as we were on this fast, because, well, I am really attached to my phone, like for so many things, even like my reminders list. I mean, my husband and I, we have a shared reminders list. We have individual reminders list of things that need to get done. We have our calendars that are synced. We have all kinds of things that we use our phone for. So I couldn't like go to my reminders to look at what needed to be done for that day or what's to come for the next couple of days. Luckily, I did do this fast over a weekend, but it was still a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it was a noon, shut down noon on Friday, and I powered back up. It was noon on Monday because I had my coaching call at noon where all of my patients are there. And so I needed to power back up. But I have to tell you, it was hard. I didn't really want to. I mean, I wanted to see my patients, but I didn't want to power back up with all the things because I knew that what I was experiencing, the peace and the freedom and just how I was hearing from God in a new way, I didn't want that to go away. But man, I had to, because that's just reality, right? Like I had to adjust because, well, it's my business. It's the way we operate with even not just reminders list and our calendar, but oh my word, my husband and I, we met some of our friends out at the, it was at Lake Harriet at the band shell, and they had an orchestra playing and it was just fantastic. But oh my word, what about directions to get to where we needed to be, or the text messages so that we could find one another. Like it was really intense, so much so that I did have to have a little moment and boot my phone back on. It's not a cheat moment. It was a choice moment because we needed to know where we were going. Like I didn't want to deal with the stress. So my girlfriend, Julie, she's like, you know what, Wendy, it's okay. Just recognize that as your quote unquote water within the fast. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I mean, we can justify anything, right? But honestly, that sounded good for me. And I wasn't trying to be so legalistic about it because that's not what God wants from us either. He wants us to fast from whatever we need to fast from that is keeping us in a disconnect way with him, and to start to have some revelation of how we're operating so that we can change our habits and change our ways and that kind of thing. So I wasn't, you know, totally trying to be legalistic about it, but I was frustrated and bummed that I couldn't fully do it because it's like, gosh, I need directions. And anyway, it's okay. But here are some of the things that I really rely on my phone for, and maybe you do too. Okay, here was one that caught me by surprise, or just I didn't think about, you know, like I use Hey Siri a lot, and maybe I shouldn't, but maybe I'm a little lazy, or I'll ask a quick question, or my husband and I are in a conversation and I want to know an answer about this or that. And so I just ask Siri, you know, and I have to be kind of quiet because S-I-R-I will light up on my phone or my computer right now as I'm talking about this. So anyway, I use her a lot. And so I recognize that I don't need to always go there, right? I also was looking for something in my car and it was a little dark, and I was looking for something that I'd placed under my seat. And I went to my car looking for it, couldn't find it. And I'm like, oh, I just need to, you know, grab my phone and turn on the flashlight. So nope, couldn't use the flashlight because I don't have my phone. So I had to get a real flashlight. But it's simple things like that, that we are using our phone for, or at least I am, like all the time. What about for like a calculator? I use my phone calculator a lot. My husband and I, we always check the weather, right? Because that helps us figure out what we're going to do for the day, how we're going to dress, what we can prepare for. Well, we didn't know the weather. And so we're like, okay, well, I guess we'll just look up in the sky and we'll just anticipate what the weather is going to be like. So we did our normal thing of, you know, we go for our walks, and we did a bike ride one morning, Saturday morning, and then we even went and played pickleball. Well, it looked a little bit like it might rain, but we went ahead and went because we're like, well, we don't know. We don't have the weather app, but we went, we got in a game and a half, and then sure enough, here comes the rain. But it's things like that, that you don't realize. And you're like, gosh, I am reliant on my phone a little bit too much. I use my notes section a lot on my phone. I put in a lot of whatever information that I want to remember, or things to recall, recipes, or maybe just information about, I don't know, maybe it's a website to go to later or something, whatever. Well, I couldn't go to my notes. We couldn't order anything on Amazon that maybe we needed to have a, you know, a new supply of. We couldn't do anything. And again, I wasn't even on my computer to do emails. Now that's a biggie, right? And a lot of times I do my emails on my phone just because I have my phone with me all the time, which I'm learning that I don't want to do that because of not being as present as I could be, right? It's like I'm always tyranny of the urgent. I'm right there. Oh, you send me an email, boom, I'll respond right there. You send me a text, I'm going to respond. Well, I don't think I'm going to be that way anymore. I really don't. Depending on the situation and what I'm doing, I'm going to give myself a little more breathing room. That way I can experience life differently. So that's a decision that I've decided to make after this fast, which is really, really wonderful. And maybe you already do this. Maybe you've been set free for a long time. Well, good for you and way to go. But there might be a few of you that are like, yeah, I'm with you, Wendy. I am a little too attached to my phone. I mentioned the weather. Let's see. Oh, just the phone itself, right? Like I did need to let my mom know and my son in case there was an emergency. I sent them my neighbor's information because I'm like, well, if something goes down, how would they ever know? And how would they get a hold of me? Or how would we know? So I gave them their information and I thought, well, she can just come over and knock on the door. We'll do it the old fashioned way. Thankfully, there were no emergencies, but those are things you have to think about, right? Looking up scripture. Sometimes I'll just go to Google or, you know, whatever browser I use. Sometimes it's the DuckDuckGo or whatever to look up some scripture as opposed to kind of flipping through the Bible and trying to find, you know, it's just easier sometimes. Like, what's that scripture that talks about this and that? And it'll obviously point us right to it. So that saves a lot of time. I had to do it the old fashioned way and it took a little more time, found what I was looking for, but I thought, wow, so technology is good. It's not bad per se, but it's how we use it and how we manage it. So it doesn't run our life and overtake our lives. You know, there's some things that are good to be in the basics with. Go back to the basics, like get a flashlight, use a real flashlight. But it is good to have one on your phone, like if you need it and your phone's right there and you don't have a flashlight, then great. Anyway, I'm just saying we become so reliant on it. So how can we adjust that? Let's see, there's a lot of apps that I use, from recipe apps to podcasts. I mean, you know, you name it. Some things I do on with YouTube, music, all of that. Like we weren't listening, watching, nothing. Like it was just quiet. And at first, my husband and I were like, well, okay, I guess we'll read a book. I mean, of course, we had our quiet times and we had our Bible time and all that was wonderful. But then we thought, maybe we can just kind of plow through and read a few books, sit out on the deck, enjoy all that God has for us. And we did. And it was wonderful. I've got books on my near my prayer chair. I've got them by my nightstand, office, all these different places. So I have usually about three or four books going at once. And it was so refreshing and so wonderful just to kind of focus on one book and read one book at a time. Like I can't tell you the last time I did that, because I'm so used to reading before I go to bed, which it doesn't take me too long before I just fall right to sleep. My husband's always like, gosh, how do you go to sleep so quickly? I can read like, I don't know, barely a chapter. I'm like, okay, peace out. Good night. But I have books in different areas in the home, and it's so great to, again, focus on just one book. Oh, let me tell you about my little OCD about steps. Yeah. I want to know how many steps I get in a day. And so my phone tells me that. I stopped wearing my wearable a long time ago because I was so OCD about it. Well, guess what? It just transferred over to having my phone with me while I take my walks or whatever. So really, I was still a little obsessed by it and consumed by the numbers. Well, I didn't get my steps in. So that's going to mess up my entire algorithms for the year of kind of my daily strides. And then I'm like, Wendy, really, what does it matter? You know the route you're taking. You know how many steps you're getting in general. Why is this such an obsession? So that was something to really pray about and to release and let go. And it was freeing. Like at first, it kind of gave me like, oh, my steps. And then later I'm like, you know what? Who cares? Who cares? I know I'm getting in a workout. Why do I need to look at the steps to tell me? So anyway, maybe you need that freedom as well. I will say that I am also very prone to grabbing my phone, to taking photos and videos. Oh my word, whether it's for, you know, a reel or whatever for Instagram or Facebook or just to have a memory. It's ridiculous, y'all. If I told you how many photos I had on my phone, you might, you might tell me, girl, you got a problem. But I recognize that. That's one of the reasons I'm doing a technology, you know, fast, or the reason that I did. But I reach for my phone a lot. And my husband, he's like, you know, why can't you just, and he's got a point, why can't you just not capture every moment? And, you know, Jesus didn't have a camera, and he remembered. And I'm like, okay. So there is a point to that, that sometimes you aren't present while you're trying to capture the moment, that you miss the moment. So I want to be more balanced about that, but I still will take pictures and videos, just not so many. So that's on my radar. Something else that we use the phone for and need, because so many things are forcing us to need the phone for this, but QR codes, whether you're in a restaurant and the menu is now from a QR code, which we found that was the reality. But guess what? They have some hard copies if you just ask them. So that's something that maybe we need to get back to, having hard copy menus. I know since the pandemic, things went to the QR code, which can, you know, save trees from printing paper. And I mean, there's a lot of great things to all of this too. I'm not, you know, dismissing it, but if you don't have your phone and you don't want to be attached to your phone to do everything, then what do? Well, you have to think outside the box, and most restaurants will indeed have a menu that you can see that's a hard copy, or they will show you from their phone, maybe. I don't know. But that's something to be said. Also for like public parking, a lot of public parking is with a QR code. Speaking of QR codes, be careful with those though, because there are a lot of scams out there where people are putting up fake QR codes. And yeah, you're not paying the parking. You are putting money in someone else's pocket, or they are, hacking into your phone, or who knows what they're doing with those QR codes. But mainly you're probably going to be paying somebody else and not who you think that you're going to be paying. So, but QR codes. And so anyway, the list goes on and on. We didn't see any news whatsoever, which was really awesome. So we didn't know what was going on in the world. And when we turned the news back on, which we're not big news people, we get information, you know, just like maybe a lot of you, through social media or through just turning it on quickly and getting a little snippet here and there. But when we did turn it back on to find out what was going on, I was like, well, nothing's changed. It's the same old, same old. So you're not really missing anything. It's just better to be away from it and to just kind of release all the negative ick, because that's usually what's on the news. It's a lot of gross things that are going on, and violence, and not very uplifting, right? So if we want to get grounded and more focused on God, and if we want to be in a place of hearing from Him, we've got to shake loose what the world keeps throwing on us constantly, right? And we have to recognize it. And yet we are in the world. We're not, you know, we don't want to operate as the world does, but we are in the world. So we do have to adjust on some levels, but we don't want it to consume us so much that it snuffs out our joy and it keeps us from hearing that still small, quiet voice of the Lord. And we don't want to interrupt our relationships, right? So often our relationships can be hindered because of technology, because you're not paying attention to the people that are right there in front of your space. And then there's this disconnect. And so I think that's what's happened a lot of over the last several years. I think there's been a disconnect. When people think they're more connected than ever through technology, they're really not. They're missing that face-to-face interaction, and they're missing the moments, just like what I was talking about, guilty, you know, of taking the photos and the videos of every little thing. My girlfriends and I, we went paddleboarding the other day, and it's so funny because normally I would be the one that puts my phone in the water-protected little thing and carries it around my neck so I can take pictures and videos, and I love that, right? Like, I love to capture the moments. They even brought me the little carrier thing around the neck in case I forgot mine, right? Like, that's how people know that I'm going to do that. And I said, no, thank you. I'm not going to do that. They're like, really? Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. Like, it was like a big deal. So that says a lot, right? Like, if your friends even notice that that's a big deal, that you're not taking photos or videos, then you may have a problem. but it feels good to be free of that. And for them to acknowledge and notice that. But no, there were no videos or photos taken while we were paddleboarding. We had a wonderful conversation, the three of us. And it was just like in the moment. And it was beautiful. It was lovely. And so I'm looking forward to doing more of that. Again, I will still take photos and videos, but just not at the same caliber as I was. You know, studies have actually proven too that taking and doing a fast, whether it's a food fast or a technology fast, or maybe it's a fast from just, certain people in your life. I know that sounds terrible, but maybe you have some energy vampires that are in your space that you need to have like a little fast from, some negative people. Anyway, studies really prove that your brain changes. The way in which your brain operates changes big time. Like, before the fast, they saw a lot of gray matter in the brain that involves like your cognitive skills, your emotional regulation, decision making, all of that, right? It starts to, when you're so overwhelmed with technology or even overindulgence of food and wrong foods and that kind of thing. And just people that are stressing you out, right? That aren't healthy in your life, that are toxic people. It really does cause your brain to kind of shut down, right? More gray matter appears. It causes the anxiety centers to escalate. It causes more chronic stress. Those dopamine reward pathways are making everyday activities just kind of less satisfying, and they increase cravings for digital stimulation. So that's one of the things too that happens. It's like an altered dopamine reward happens whenever you're on your phone or whenever you're watching certain things on television or on the computer or taking photos, videos, whatever. You're getting that hit in your brain, right? But it's not good for you. In fact, the little bit that you start with is satisfying in the beginning, but then they'll start to increase the cravings for that thing, whether it's the food or the digital stimulation. And it's like you want more and more and more and more, right? So it just impairs our focus, our attention, and it just keeps us feeling not whole. Like we're always kind of running after the next, right? And it is not good for our mental health, seriously. I mean, there's increased anxiety and depression. It just kind of lowers our satisfaction of life. It really messes with our sleep disruption if you're on the screens all the time. But if you're also constantly fueling your body with unhealthy foods, that's going to disrupt your sleep. There's all kinds of ways in which it affects our brain, right? But it also affects our soul. It affects our soul. So after a technology fast, and I know I mentioned food fast and that kind of thing, but that's separate. But still, it does affect our brains and our bodies. But regarding technology fast, after that fast, I recognized that I had more energy. I felt like I was in more control, right? I felt more regulated, more calibrated. My parasympathetic nervous system was more balanced. I wasn't in this fight or flight kind of state of being. And really, it's interesting because doing what I do for a living and talking about it and knowing this information, it's like, yeah, I get this. I know it. But do I always practice it? Well, evidently not, because when I went on this fast, I thought, man, I gotta check. I put a little check and balance here because I can tell a difference. So I can tell that I've improved just my thought patterns, my attention patterns have been better. I'm not wanting to take more and more photos and videos. I mentioned I will still do that, but it wasn't like I had to, where before when I was out with my girlfriends on this paddleboard time together, I would have felt like I have to capture the moment, which is so ridiculous because that means it's got a grip on me. And I don't want that. I don't know about you. I don't want that for you. So maybe you've never done a technology fast. And I mean like full bore, like do it all from the computer to the television, to the phone, to the radio, whatever, just full bore. I'm telling you, it will be a game changer. They say that, 72 hours is when you can really you can really experience the difference, kind of like with a food fast. 72 hours is really when things start to change and you can really tell. But they say 2 weeks, oh my gosh, like full on game changer. I would love to do that. I don't know if I can, honestly, with what I do and how I operate with my patients. And I don't know, but God willing, maybe, because I'm open if that's what God wants for me. But maybe this will be something that inspires you, encourages you to maybe think differently about your technology, maybe even think differently about how you fast. Maybe you've always just fasted. If it's a spiritual fast, obviously there are fasts for your health as well. You know, if you're dealing with any kind of autoimmune, you know, kind of cancer, different situations like that, a fast can make a big, big difference in your life. So there's the physical component as well, but the spiritual component is rich. It's so, so rich, you guys. I mean, I laugh because I could just hear God speaking to me in so many different ways. When I took my walk, I just heard just sweet little moments from him. And I don't need to share here because it's between him and I, but it was sweet. And I think I would have missed that before had I been taking photos and listening to a podcast and all the things while I was doing my walk, or when I was out reading with my husband and we were just sitting outside and, you know, we'd put our phones down and we would, you know, talk about what we're reading and just have this nice conversation. And it was just rich. And the 72 hours, it didn't fly by. You know, weekends tend to fly by. I didn't feel like this flew by. I felt like it was stretched out and it was wonderful. It was like a nice long exhale, you know what I'm saying? It was like a, and it felt really, really good. So again, will I attempt the 72 hour fast again? Maybe. Yeah. If I'm called to do it, I know I will definitely be putting my phone down for longer lengths of time, and I'm not going to be responding as quickly, and I'm going to just do things differently. And it's just a decision and choice that I've made, and I'm excited about it. So I don't know if this prompts you at all to do any kind of fast, especially a technology fast, but I would love to hear from you if you are addicted, right? If you feel that you're addicted to your phone or to any kind of media, and how you feel, because maybe you are in that place and you don't know how to shake loose of what the world is throwing on you. And also, if you have been on a technology fast, I'd love to hear from you. And if you go on one after you listen to this podcast, I'd definitely love to hear from you and to hear your experiences. So share in the comments, send me an email, whatever. I'd love to hear and dialogue with you guys. So hopefully this was encouraging. Again, we listen, we use this phone way too much, going through the list, reminders, my flashlight, calendar, text messages, email, directions, hey, S-I-R-I, notes section, calculator, the phone itself, the weather, grabbing scripture quickly, apps that you might use, podcasts, listening to music, recipes, photos and videos. I brought that one up plenty of times. Getting in our steps or your workout, the news, parking, or QR codes. Anyway, all of that isn't necessarily bad, but it's how much are we relying on it? And can we replace our reliance on our technology with relying on the Lord, right? Not that we need to go back to pioneer days, but how much can we shift back and go back to the basics and start relying on the Lord for even the simple little things that that can help our brain improve, like the directions piece of the equation, right? Like I could have gone old school, went to, I couldn't. See, listen to me. I'm like, I could have gone old school and gone to a map. I don't even have maps laying around the house. I could have gone to the store and bought a map and then calculated where we were going. I mean, that's using your brain, right? Like it's more of an effort. It takes more time, but our brain is working the neurons are firing and wiring, as opposed to we're just being told where to go and how to get there. And we never have to think for ourselves. So that's the whole point, is that we need to start thinking for ourselves greater and better and give ourselves that breathing room so that God can share what he has for us. Because so often we're praying, but we're not hearing back from what he is, because prayer is a two-way conversation. Oftentimes we've made it a one-way conversation, and it's time to make it a relationship that's two-way, face-to-face, more or less, right? Face-to-face with God. And so give yourself that breathing room and that space to do that. And if that means a technology fast, I invite you, my friend, to do it. All right. Well, let me know how it goes. And God bless. Hope you have a great day. And thanks for tuning in. And we will catch you same time, same place next week. Be blessed.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.